Welcome to another edition of podcast from Gothenburg-400.com. This is Reddy. Frihamnen is one of the happening places in Gothenburg, or Etibori. In this port side part of the city, a new park, several residential and commercial buildings are on their way. The area is already drawing attention as there is a sailing school, sauna, swimming pool and play area for kids. In order to meet the needs of the visitors and tourists, Johan, an entrepreneur, is starting a new cafe and restaurant. Gothenburg-400.com spoke to him at his cafe cum restaurant called Cafe Flus in Frihamnen. Here we go.
Johan, what made you to start this cafe in this,
what should I say, not frequented place still?
It is quite frequent. It's a lot of visitors here. The whole park had 60,000 visitors last year. And there was no place for people that came here for the pool and sauna to eat or drink. So I contacted them in January and said I've been doing this type of pop-ups before. And I asked them if they want one here. And they had just sat in a meeting discussing the same thing. So it was a good timing, and it's been a good cooperation since then.
What made you to start here, Johan?
Because I see my vision is that when people, you know, start the day with swimming, they want to continue. And also during the day here, just have a place where they can lay back and enjoy our atmosphere, you know. And if they want, they can continue after the pool closes. So normally that is at 6 o'clock and we can continue until around 11 here.
You mean to say your cafe gives something to eat, something to drink?
Yeah, it's like they are trying to, the park is constructed to be a place where people from Gothenburg and tourists meet. And one key to do that is always to get a restaurant there. There is one since a couple of years ago, just across the river here. But that one is more an event-based place. We're open every day when the pool is open. And we're also going to continue then after the pool closes. Last weekend of June or first weekend of July, we're going to be full service restaurant and bar.
What type of food are you going to sell, Johan?
It's going to be pretty simple, but still tasty. It's going to be like Asian fusion, but also like fish and chips, classic shrimp plate with... Räkmacka.
Yeah,
that's always a thing in Gothenburg on the west coast that people want. I'm going to have some appetizers, also a bit Asian fusion, but some, of course, some food for the kids, like pancakes, burgers, stuff like that. There's a lot of families here, and the menu is set so everyone can afford without getting a bill in the end of the day, you know what I mean?
So you are making the food accessible for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. So there's something for everyone. We also have a kiosk here, the one that's running now.
Okay.
Where we sell like ice cream, sausages and stuff like that. Yeah.
Johan, it seems you are quite a risk taker. What made you to select this spot, you know, because...
Well, I like these type of projects. I have a company since 2004 called Happy Spot.
Happy Spot.
Happy Spot. This is what I do. I find places where I feel they can develop to something more than what they are. They have this display has all the potential to do that because it's already a place where people visit. And we're off neighbors, so we can play music here in another way that you can do in the city. So we're constructing a restaurant, an open air atmosphere. A lot of the inspiration come from other big cities like Berlin, London, Amsterdam, where they you can see here whether we construct a lot of things with just used material. So nothing is really bought anew here. So everything comes from using just used wood that's been just lying around in this area here. Then just put some color and some creativity into it, and you have a place that people want to enjoy, you know.
Thank you very much, Johan.
No worries.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.